This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As the government shutdown continues, you'll want to check with your airline for cancellations if you're headed to Denver International Airport this afternoon. Denver was one of 12 U.S. airports hit with further restrictions. The FAA has limited private general aviation flights at the airport. The U.S. Transportation Secretary says the national reduction was necessary for safety because airport workers aren't getting paid, and that there will be many more cancellations by next week if the shutdown continues. Ski resorts anticipated a slowdown in seasonal workers because of recent policy changes by the Trump administration. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, industry leaders say the workforce is strong heading into the winter.
The U.S. State Department announced this summer that student visa applicants would need to make their social media accounts public for vetting. That change, plus fewer federal workers to process applications, made some ski resorts worry about hiring enough workers on J-1 visas. It's a cultural exchange program that many resorts use to hire lift operators and food servers. But Dave Bird says resorts are not seeing problems to date. He's with the National Ski Areas Association based in Colorado.
There's strong interest in the program from the students in South and Central America, which is encouraging for us. So we're in a really good position for this upcoming winter.
Bird says more than 8,000 J-1 students are expected to work at ski resorts this winter, about the same as last year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Denver and the Front Range will see plenty of sun this week with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s through Friday. This is CPR News.